Dear Mom, I'm sorry it's been so long since I wrote to you, but things have been kind of crazy here in Mount Pleasant, North Carolina, and not just at the pickle factory either. See, since you and Dad moved to Miami Beach to play shuffleboard all day, the Second World War ended, but you probably already knew that, and all the boys have come home. Do you remember that nice young Pastor Oglethorpe? He and his lovely bride, June, she's from the Singing Sanders family, well, they're expecting their first bundle of joy any time now. The latest production of Barksdale Hanover Tavern, Smoke on the Mountain Homecoming, is so homey, it makes me feel like I'm back in one of my relatives' houses in the Blue Ridge Mountains, sitting on the porch and listening to great bluegrass music served up on a background of chirping insects. The story brings us up to the end of World War II, and all of the main characters have returned to their sleepy little town, but big changes are a-brewing. Aside from the previously mentioned impending birth for the Oglethorpes, played winningly by Billy Christopher Maupin and Ali Wepelow, they are moving out of North Carolina and heading to Texas to take over the reins of a brand new church. Pastor Oglethorpe is having a little difficulty letting go of his longtime home, although he is truly excited about his new call. The Sanderses, who have long run the local store and auto mechanic shop, have purchased the farm that Burl and Stanley grew up on and now have become farmers. Burl is played by Drew Perkins, whose open, sincere face works so well as the patriarch of the family, not to mention his amazing ability to play just about any musical instrument put in front of him. Kelly Kennedy is Burl's wife, Vera, just as talented a performer and musician. Kennedy engages in a delightful scripture battle with Maupin during the first act. The twins, Emily Cole and David Janeski, have gone through big changes as well. Cole's character, Denise, has married the cutest 4F you ever saw and become the mother of twins herself. Janeski's Dennis has returned from the Pacific Theater, where he served in the Marines and will now become the next preacher of the Mount Pleasant Baptist Church. Janeski's testimony is one of the most moving of the night, and he continues to show great growth as an actor. Eric Williams as Stanley Sanders is the prodigal son, the man who left the family for bright lights and greener pastures, but found no satisfaction among them. Williams is truly an underrated actor, and his monologue is the strongest of the evening, and it resonated the longest in my memory. The set by Terry Powers and David Powers is good, with a subtle sunset over the Blue Ridge Mountains giving us the sense of home. Marcia Millard Haley's costumes reflect the time and place very well, nothing out of place, and Kenny Mullins' lights, especially his stars, help reinforce the mood very well. Director Bruce Miller has often said the Smoke on the Mountain trilogy is very personal with him, and he has brought it to a successful close. Smoke on the Mountain Homecoming is highly recommended. For WCVE Public Radio, I'm John Porter.